Welcome to another episode of Making It in Movie Making with me, Richard Fish. And today I am talking to Iris Lezcano, who can explain.
Hello. Good evening. How are you? I'm very happy to be here with you.
I'm excited to have you. You're going to be a really interesting guest, I think, because it's like you must be in a very interesting position, because I suppose in Spain, like, a lot of people know who you are. So,
well, some, but not
okay.
So many.
Okay, you say some, but I looked you up and I see you've got like 15,000 Instagram followers. Those people are not all your friends.
No, they are not all my friends.
Because you were in something really successful, right?
Well, I was working in a TV series that was very, very successful, but it was 10 years ago in Madrid. It was a national TV series called Sin Tetas No Hay Paraíso. And it was really successful. And I remember those moments, like, I didn't even want to go out because there were paparazzis and people taking pictures all the time, because on those moments, there were no, like, this kind of platforms as Netflix and HBO and these things. Then you could only watch certain amount of series of productions. Then it was a moment where people really got obsessed about actors, about the people that they were used to, that they usually saw on television. And then I remember it was really crazy that I went out with fans, and yeah, many people recognized me on those moments. But now I'm working in a Valencian TV series that is kind of a local TV series. Then people know me in Valencia, but not outside.
So, like, if you're in Valencia and you're kind of like just going about living your life, like, do people come up to you and say, oh, I recognize you, you're that girl from that thing? Or...
Sometimes, yeah, because I am currently working on the TV series in Valencia. So mainly old people is the audience of this TV series. So if I see old people, they usually recognize me. It's a TV series that it's produced especially for this kind of audience. But there is a positive thing, and it's the mask that now we are everyone wearing those masks for COVID. So not so many people know me.
I met you in London, and that was, I think, right after you'd done the really big thing. Was that kind of like just you, like, leave Spain so that you can just be like a normal person?
Yes. Yeah, it was. I like the to experience different things, to learn about many, many things. So I can say that I was working in that TV series, and then after that I was working as a waitress in London. Over there, yes, I liked to be anonymous again, because not many people recognize me in London, of course. But what I did first was the national TV series, and after that I wanted to learn English, so that's why I moved to London and I started to work as a waitress. Yeah.
So how long were you in London?
For 2 years. I was there for 2 years, more or less.
But I mean, I don't know much, maybe you can tell me, but I know that at least you did some acting in London, because I was surprised one day when you just appeared in an advert and I was like, I know who that is.
That was funny. Yeah, that was a BT commercial, I guess you mean.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw that it was one of the most seen, the most advert, and it was really cool because they wanted someone who spoke bad English, and that was me. They wanted someone with a Spanish, a strong Spanish accent. Yeah, by then my English was really, really bad. And yeah, I did the audition, and I remember that they told me, okay, this is for you. And it was a big production, and I thought, oh, wow, here in England, yeah, productions are quite big. And I loved and I enjoyed it so much. Yeah, in London, I just did some commercials and some one episode for a series called Life at the Electric or something like that. I don't know if you know it. It was for a BBC One series. And I was playing a Latin woman. And it was just something like sketches, humor sketches. And it was also very cool. I mean, I was happy to say, wow, I'm working in London, you know.
Were you hoping to, like, move into kind of English language productions, or was that just, like, a side benefit?
Yes, I mean, I like people from other countries. I like to to know more about other cultures. I always still felt attracted to London and to England in general. So yeah, of course I wanted to work there as an actress, but I think my English in that moment was not really, really good. And then I could only do some commercials, but I got a manager. I mean, I have an agent in London, and I do auditions like self-tape. Now that I have to live in Spain, I sometimes send him some self-tape. Actually I got another job for the Mallorca Five, a TV series that is now on BBC also. Wow. A small role, that it was shot in Mallorca. The shooting was in Spain, but it was in English, and it was for England.
So is that on, can I find that on like iPlayer or something, or do you know
where that is? Yes, iPlayer, exactly. You can watch it there. It's called The Mallorca File.
And what do you do in that one?
I was playing a woman who was obsessed with a football player. I was crazy about him. And it was super funny. I was crazy just playing that kind of woman who really, really loves the football player. And I follow him. I'm a stalker. I'm actually a stalker. Super fun.
So let's talk about how you got started then. So like, you trained in Valencia, right? So you're from Valencia. This is like you're quite a home person.
My hometown. I'm back in my hometown, and this is a really cool place to live because it's not so big, as big as Madrid or Barcelona, but it's the third city in Spain. And here I think there is not so many productions, but I mean, I'm working in the most important TV series from Valencia, and I think it will last for many years. So I'm happy with this. I'm not like this kind of super ambitious girl who wants to move to LA or something like that. I think nowadays I prefer to stay with my family, my friends,
Are you able to work just as an actress, or do you need to kind of balance with other jobs?
I mean, I think that I could make it, but I would be like very poor, you know, like suffering. Like, I don't know if I could pay my bills or no. That's why I do both things. I combine it with teaching. I'm a Spanish teacher as well. And it's very flexible because I work online. I mean, all of my students, I teach them online. So that's very good and flexible. And if I get a job or if I have to work as an actress, then I stop teaching. And that's how I do it. But if your question is if I could live only with my salary as an actress, I'm not sure. I mean, I could, but I prefer to have more, a bit more, to live easily, because I really enjoy, like, yeah, to go out, to travel when it's possible. If I work only as an actress, it's really hard, yeah.
So if you're kind of teaching online, have you ever like had a student who recognizes you as an actress when you're their teacher, or don't you know?
Not really, because they are all foreigners. But it's funny because sometimes I get new students, and now I have one which is a theater director. He's from Scotland, and I'm like, oh wow! They don't recognize me, of course, but I tell them that I'm an actress, and it's funny. Yeah,
you're like, here's my agent's number just in case you're casting.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a good contact.
So, I mean, you must have been quite young when you just kind of, did you always know you were going to be an actress? Like, what was the plan? Like, how did you, you know, you must have, like, known how you were going to do this.
Well, I started to do theater when I was very, very young. It was my mom's idea that, oh, maybe you want to start doing some theater. And I really enjoyed it, my acting classes. And that's why I decided to start the career, the degree here in Valencia. And then I did an audition, and then I got the role in Madrid. Then I moved to Madrid. Yeah, the thing is that you cannot organize yourself if you're an actress. You never know where you're going to live. You have to be flexible. And I think I am. I'm that kind of person who I think I get to adapt to the place I am. I like to not to know what's going to happen. But I think now that I'm getting a bit older, I need some stability. So it changed it a bit. I prefer to have my home. I like things that I never had before. You know, I don't like to share anymore, to share a flat. I did it for a long time, and now it's like, it was funny, but it was fun, but now I prefer other things.
So what was your, did you start working in Valencia before you got the audition to go to Madrid?
Like, were you... Yes, exactly. I did the audition in Madrid. I traveled to Madrid for an audition. And then they told me, okay, you got this role. It was from the National TV series. And then I moved and I started to work there. And then what I'm doing now is working in Valencia. But yeah, I work wherever the work is, the job is. That's what I do. Yeah, this is the kind of life of actresses, I guess, that you have to be flexible. I mean, you get... Now, the good thing is that you can send a self-tape. That's an easy way to get jobs anywhere.
So what's your experience of that been? Like, how long has it been self-tapes instead of kind of having to go to auditions in person?
Well, since I got my agent in London, I started to do some self-tapes many years ago. But I think now, because of COVID, even for Madrid auditions, I have to send them from here. They don't mind that you send your self-tape. I guess they watch them anyway.
So would you move back to Madrid for a bigger series if there was something offered?
Yes, I would move, definitely. Yeah, I think so. But I wouldn't go to try to, you know, I prefer to go only if I get the job. That's what I mean. But now it's like I want an easy life.
Life. It sounds like you're not like you were saying, like you're not like really ambitious to like go to Hollywood or to like... being like massive films. It seems to me like, okay, you just want to be working and be able to like afford your kind of...
Exactly. That's what I want, because the other option is good, maybe when you are younger, when you have more energy, but it's hard. I mean, let's be honest, it's hard sometimes to be waiting for a call, to be refused in many auditions. Sometimes your self-esteem suffers, you know. And then I think now I'm in a point that I don't want that to happen. I think I got some confidence in myself, and I think I want to keep it. I want to work, of course. I really enjoy working as an actress. This is the most the thing that I enjoy the most, but I don't want to sacrifice so much.
So you say, you were you pushing it harder before, like when you were younger, were you like trying to put yourself forward?
Yeah, I think so. Of course, I did like everything. I mean, not everything, but I did what I could. I did my best, and I'm happy because I really tried it. Because and I got many opportunities that I really enjoyed. And yeah, I think I cannot complain, because I have many, many friends who are actresses that couldn't even work a bit. So I feel very, very lucky. I worked a lot to get that. But now I think that, yeah, LA would be amazing. But to be honest, I only would do it if someone guarantees that I have a job there.
Have you ever thought about trying LA? Or are you just saying, like, if someone recognizes some of your Spanish work? Like, have you ever, like, tried to get an agent in LA or, like, go out there or do any of that?
Yes, I went twice to visit a friend who lives there. And then I tried to visit some agents, because, of course, everyone wants that, I guess. Then I got an agent, but he told me, you need your green card, you need to get the old one, this kind of visa. And then I didn't have enough money, because, you know, working only as an artist in that moment was like always being a bit like on the edge. And then he was really nice, and he told me, you would work a lot here, and it was tempting, of course.
So when was this?
It was like 4 years ago, more or okay. less. 4 years ago, and I was thinking about it, to like spend all of my money on that, or what should I do? And finally I didn't, and I'm happy, because now I'm enjoying the little things, you know, like really. Also with this pandemic, I think we all changed a bit our mindset and the way we think. I really, really enjoy the things that I do with my family, my boyfriend. If I were there, I think it would be amazing. Course, I guess I will live amazing things, and maybe I could make it. You never know. but I don't want to risk so much. That's the thing.
What would be your kind of perfect version of this, though? Would you want to be a really famous Hollywood actress? Like, if somebody offered you a job in, like, I don't know, like some huge movie, would you say yes straight away? Or,
I mean, if it's a huge movie, of course. I would say yes. I would be very happy to work in LA in Hollywood. I would accept anything which is acceptable if the role is nice, or yeah, or the production is good, or the director. I would say yes. A TV series, anything. Yeah, of course. I mean, I have done some auditions, but I think when I did many auditions, my English. I mean, actually, I did one audition for a TV series. That it was called I Live with Models. The audition was in London, but I think the series is in Miami or something like that. I'm not sure. But it was a British production, I think. So my agent told me, you have to do a self-tape, blah, blah, blah. And I did it, and they liked me. So they told me, okay, you have a meeting on Skype with the producer or director, I don't remember. And then I remember the man asking me to repeat a word in English, and I was not able to say that word, or no. And that was the reason I didn't get it. That's what I mean, that it's very frustrating, because I was very, very close. And I didn't get it because of that. And maybe now my English is better, but now I don't get the opportunities because of COVID. My agent told me that they don't hire actors who are not based in London. You know what I mean? Like, they want to hire only Spanish people who live there.
Yeah.
Then that's the situation because of COVID, I guess. Even working in the soap opera, I mean, we are doing 3 months. 3 months ago, I was shooting, 2 months ago. We did it with masks, all of the rehearsals and everything, and we got tested weekly. So it's possible to shoot even with the COVID situation. But I understand that traveling is not so easy, so I guess getting international opportunities now, it's more difficult, yeah.
It seems like you've been able to get quite a lot of work in Valencia, and I didn't realize there was so much. Like, I was looking at your IMDb and your Wikipedia, like trying to find out things, and it seems like you've done quite a lot in Valencian or Catalan, as well as doing things in Spanish.
True, yeah. Yeah, because, you know, in Valencia, we have this dialect which is similar to Catalan, very similar. In Barcelona, also they speak Catalan, and in Valencia, it's very, very, very similar. So that's good because there are not so many actresses who can speak that language. Then, I have worked a bit as an in this kind of productions in Catalonia, which is Barcelona, etc., and in Valencia because I can speak this language. Yeah.
Yeah, like I saw you done like a film a couple of years ago that's on there.
Yeah, a film. True. Yeah, especially in Valencia and Catalonia, I have it worked.
So are you, like, you do theatre work as well, so I'm just interested, like, what it is you most want to do, like, if you have a preference between, like, theatre or TV or even film, like, what would you prefer to be doing?
I know many actors prefer theatre, but to be honest, I haven't worked so much on theatre. I don't know why, but I got more opportunities on television or film. I think they say I'm quite natural, but maybe that's not good for theatre. I think that's a good point if you work on television, but on theater you need to be like more your voice, your, and maybe I'm a bit more, I don't know how to explain it in English, but I prefer television, or I'm more used to work as an actress for TV. I did one love film, love story, how do you say, a comedy, a love story, some years ago, and it was super cool. I always wanted to work in that kind of movie, like a romantic film, and it was a lot of fun. It was also between Barcelona and Valencia, and it was in this language. I remember that in that moment, I thought, wow, you really wanted to do this, and then I got it. Of course, this profession has these things that you never know what you can end up doing. I mean, you never know what you will be doing next month.
What was that film called?
Mil cosas que haría por ti, a thousand things I will do for you. We shot it in Catalan and we dubbed it in Spanish.
Okay. So like, was that, how was that released? I'm just curious because I feel like even in Spain, if you're making something in Catalan, then it's maybe limiting the audience. Or is that just me being naive? I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's not naive. And the bad thing is that it's limited. Only people who can speak that language can see you. And it was released on the cinema from Barcelona and from Valencia.
Okay.
So not many people, of course.
Yeah.
The original version. But the good thing is that we dubbed it and then they also put it on the national TV.
Okay, so it was in the cinemas in the Catalan speaking regions and it came on TV in like the rest of Spain.
Exactly.
I wondered if they released the dubbed version in Spain because I know that most movies in Spain, well, at least when I lived in Spain, but that was like 12 years ago now. Like, is it still usual that like English language movies will be just dubbed in Spanish when they come out in Spain?
Yeah, in Spain. That's what we do. I don't know why, but we watch the movies dubbed. Well, not me, because I think as an actress, I really prefer to watch them in original version. But most people in Spain still watch the films dubbed, not with the real voice. I would think that it's open.
The series that you're doing now, how long has that one been going and how long have you been in it?
La Alquería Blanca. The series, so we finished shooting this series 8 years ago and then the television was shut down, you say?
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, politic issues. And then it was shut down and then I was not working for a long time. But now, 8 years later, they opened a new television, a public television, and they decided to get back this TV series that we shot many, many years ago.
Yeah, they're doing that with lots of shows, though, aren't they? Like, I mean, because you keep hearing about things like Netflix, like reviving old TV shows and like going and finding all the
true
actors.
Like a revival. Yeah, and it's set in the 60s. So it's good because, clothes and everything is super nice.
You get to keep any of the like 60s clothes to like go on.
A bit. You can see my clothes. I love that kind of stuff. Secondhand clothes. Vintage. I love vintage.
You love what, sorry?
Vintage, yes, because I am working in that TV series set in the 60s. I think I'm affected of that. I like this kind of outfits.
So if people want to watch this and they're like, is there a way that people can watch your things on the internet? Like maybe using, I don't know.
Sorry, my dog. Yeah, they can watch it on online. Sorry, June. Vale ya. Calla. The series is on the Valencian TV and you can also watch it online on the website of this channel, of this television. And here in Valencia, now they can watch me on Apunt, which is the name of the television, and I can send you the link, Apunt. And it's called La Alquería Blanca, and as I said, it's a very successful TV series from my hometown, yeah.
Well, so while you've been working as an actress, like, have you like met people who were already famous to you and that kind of thing?
Yes, especially in that national TV series, there were a lot of famous actors and it was crazy. I was only 21 years old and then I was working with many actors that I admired. It was impressive. I mean, it was shocking. But then I guess I got used to it. I feel very lucky, yeah.
What, I guess it's strange because I suppose like your most successful thing was early on. So like, what was it like when that finished? Was it difficult? Like how?
Yes, of course. When it's finished, that's what I mean. That even though I was working in that super famous TV series, I didn't get another job for some months. And then this is hard, no, to manage because for a period of time, everyone wants a photo with you, a picture, and then suddenly you need to get used to the opposite or to work as a waitress again. And it's very, unstable. That's what your head needs to handle.
Did you ever consider giving up, or would you not let yourself do that?
Yeah, I mean, even my family asked me, okay, yes, you should give up, because they saw me crying. I was only a teenager, very, very young, and you are still not mature enough to handle certain things. And then that was affecting me in other issues, like relationships and everything, because I was not confident. I was not, I think you start to, I mean, I don't want to say this because many people maybe want to be an actor and it's amazing, but you need to be ready for that. I mean, you're going to need to be able to handle it, because I remember hard times in this profession. Nowadays, I'm really, really happy. And I think I learned a lot from those moments. The good thing is that, as I said, I'm very, very flexible, so I don't mind to do other things. But what I think is that sometimes it's hard, and sometimes I even talked about eating up. Yeah.
And it's strange, because obviously you must have had like a lot of media attention at the time. And like, I know that like if you even Google your name, you can see pictures of you at like film premieres and like doing all of these like things. So it seems like you've kind of had like quite a breadth of experience like early on.
Yes, to be honest, I don't remember very well the years, because I moved to London after that National TV series. No, after La Quería, I don't remember, to be honest, because I went to London and I went back. But yeah, what I mean is that you never know with this. Maybe you can do something super successful and then nothing for some years. But you learn a lot if that happens. I just don't want to, I mean, of course, I have on my Instagram a lot of promotion pictures, and it's cool, and I have attended to many, many cool places. But there is also another hand, or another, how do you say?
Yeah, on the other hand.
Another reality, no? Which is that sometimes this is not happening.
And what about like the things that are sort of related to acting that you get to do, but they're not like acting jobs exactly? Like, I know you've kind of done like publicity work and that kind of thing. So like,
anything that could give me money and it was a bit related to acting, it was good. And I did many commercials in Spain. I did with Elsa Pataky. I don't know if you know that
I do. She's incredibly famous. She's in the Fast and Furious movies as well, right? So like,
exactly. Yeah. And her husband is Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
So I did a commercial with her, another for Adidas. Yeah, I did some commercials. I think you have to be up to do also commercials, otherwise.
And have you done like modeling stuff as well, or is it always?
Yes, a bit of modeling, but not so much, especially commercials and some pictures. Yeah.
And have you had magazine covers and that kind of thing?
Yes, well, covers, I don't think I did covers, only one, but inside some editoriales. I don't know how to say this. Yeah, it was fun, of course. To go to contests, TV contests, that they wanted special guests. So it was a lot of fun. I remember when I was in the National TV series, I was doing all of this kind of stuff, and it was super cool.
So like, what would your kind of perfect life be now? Like, it seems like you're pretty happy, like doing what you're doing.
Yes, because I also enjoy teaching. So then as soon as I found this, it gives me that plan B. We say to have a plan B that I can do when I don't have an acting job, and that gives me a lot of stability. And because I didn't have that stability, I think I really appreciate it, or I really value, and I feel grateful. That's what I mean.
And have you always like been able to do it for yourself, or like did you have to like depend on support from other people, I don't know, family or whatever? Like,
no, to be honest, I'm very proud, or I don't know how to say it, but I didn't want them to help me. I'm not from a super rich family, and they are quite humble, and then I didn't want them to help me. So that's why I had to do other things. Way to see,
So how, It's hard. Like, I'm just trying to think, like, when you're in your early 20s, like, how did your friends and family react when, like, all of a sudden you're, like, famous?
Yeah, it was a big shock for them as well. In my town, because I am from a village, actually, I'm from a village where everyone knows my family and they always ask my mom about me, and my mom is very, very proud. Yeah. Yeah, it was quite surprising that the TV series, the first one I did, was so famous. It was shocking for all of them and for my friends as well.
What advice would you give to other people who are trying to be actors? Like, you mentioned a little bit about this, like, backup plan. Like, do you think that you can do acting as well as another career? Or do you, like, what's your advice to somebody who's trying to be an actor?
I mean, because of my experience, I would recommend a backup plan, to be honest. It doesn't mean that you're not working as an actor, but it means you have something that doesn't make you depend on that. And that's my recommendation, my advice, because it helps you. And actually, as soon as you have that, I think you will get more acting jobs because you are not expecting, and then things happen.
And where should people, like, do you want people to, like, follow you online and all that kind of stuff?
Ah, yeah, that would be great. I have just an Instagram account, which is Iris Lescano. Yeah, they are all welcome.
Do you think it's important to promote yourself as an actor, or do you think you can rely on your kind of agents and managers to do that?
I think it's important. Actually, I get jobs because of my Instagram, from commercials and these things. They call me often because of my Instagram account. So I use it to promote. I think I am quite myself and I am natural. But of course, there is a bit of promotion that you have to use it as a tool as well. Everything that I show there is, yeah, my acting jobs or, well, also a bit of my life or my home or my outfits or these things. But of course, it's also to promote yourself. Okay, thank you so much. I mean, I will be happy to listen to it or to recommend it.
Oh, well, I've had a really good time talking to you, and I'm sure, like, people will be interested to listen to this, so I appreciate it.
Then send me the link when you get it.
I will do.
Good luck.